and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Take up the offering for the work of church, the work of God in this church. Shall we pray? Lord, we know that we've been busy past the last few weeks buying gifts for everyone else. And we mustn't forget the gift that you gave us, the most precious gift of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll bless these gifts that we've given back to you for the work of this church in this area. Amen. And now we'll sing In the Bleak Midwinter.
Reading is taken from Luke 2, 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you. Welcome to our Chris Dingle section of our service. In this part of the carol service, we're going to talk about Chris Dingles. But firstly, each year at a part of the Chris Dingle, we make a donation to charity. This year, we're asking for donations for the Lily May Foundation. The mission at the foundation is to support bereaved parents following the loss of a baby to stillbirth, neonatal death, miscarriage or medical termination. What they aim to do is to provide psychological, emotional and physical well-being for the parents and their families. And as well as working together to improve and enhance professional practice with health and social care professionals for the benefit of the bereaved families and the parents. And they work locally in the West Midlands. So if you feel you can donate, please do. There are collection plates in the vestibule at the back of the church. Alternatively, take a look at their website. You can donate there. So take a look there. So, why do we have Chris Dingle? Can you think of anything that rhymes with the word orange? No. Well, actually, it's sporange. You can look it up in the dictionary. It's a form of sporangium. It's a botanical term for a part of a fern or a plant. And that's the only thing that rhymes with orange. So what's happening in 2 days' time? Christmas, yeah, unless we've forgotten. Yeah. So who's looking forward to it? Put your hands up if you're looking forward to Christmas. Okay, that's good. So why? Why do Christians celebrate Christmas? We celebrate the birth of Jesus. Chris Dingle started in 1747, back in Germany. And a bishop called John noticed that people were forgetting the reason that Christian families came together over Christmas to celebrate. The presents, the chocolates, the holiday, Father Christmas and so on are great. But they aren't the real reason we celebrate Christmas. The real meaning of Christmas. The real meaning of Christmas is to celebrate Jesus' birth. To celebrate that Jesus, God's son, was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. And God sent Jesus to show us how much God loves each one of us. Every single one of us. No matter how we are feeling or the situation we are in. To show this, Bishop John created the Chris Dingle. Like those we made earlier, those who came earlier helped us make Chris Dingles, and we made 40. So if we smell of orange, the juice is on our fingers, and if we've got little pinpricks, it's where the cocktail sticks went in. So the orange represents the world. He then took ribbon and he wrapped it round to show that God loves us. It's like God giving you a big hug. Nothing and no one is missed out. The four sticks, my able assistant, Bianca. The four sticks represent spring, summer, autumn and winter. That's all right. Can't get the staff. And the sweets, or the sultanas, they represent God's creation, which includes you and me. And finally, the candle. It's to remind us that Jesus said that he is the light of the world, even in the darkest places. When we are really upset about something, God still wants us to know that he loves us and is there for us. Jesus said that Christians are also the light of the world. That was in Matthew 5:14-6, and that they should show love the world like God does. Christians are called to be a shining light for those in dark places and to love everyone, particularly if they're having a bad time. This message of love spread like wildfire. From one baby being born 2,000 years ago, there are now 2.2 billion Christians in the world. And I checked it. I googled it. That's 32% of the world's population showing love to people. We can all be shining lights and show love to whoever we meet, particularly our friends and family. Remembering that God loves you no matter what. So,
So we're just going to say a quick prayer before we give the Christingles out and carry on with the service. Lord, we thank you that we can gather here together to celebrate your love, and that your love is the light of the world, Lord. And we just want to take this time to thank you for that love that you give to each and every single one of us here, as well as those out in the world who may not yet know it, but you love them anyway. So thank you for those who you love and those who don't yet know your love. But Lord, we just pray for a blessing upon each and every one of them. And may you help us to show your love to everyone that we meet, that we may shine like the light that Jesus was for us, and that we can shine that light for others to see. Amen.
Amen. So now we come to the part of the Christingle. So we're going to give the Christingles out. And there's quite a lot of you here tonight, and we did make quite a lot of Christingles. So we're going to try and make sure there's one each for you, but if not, we'll make sure there's one per household. They'll be given out, and then if you could make your way into the aisles very carefully, and then we're going to light the first one, and then if you turn and light the one behind you.
I will just add to that, not everybody needs to be in the aisles.
No.
Just perhaps possibly the end person. And then we'll go from there.
Yes.
Because it might get a little bit crowded otherwise.
And also, if you feel you're not able to, you don't have to go. If you're on the end, you don't have to go into the aisle. Okay, so you don't have to. So we will share the light. So we're going to share our light down the aisles. Please can you be mindful of those that are around you. Then we're going to sing Away in a Manger. At the end of Away in a Manger, we're going to have a countdown. And then we're going to shout, God loves me, and blow the candles out. So, here we go. We're going to hand out the Christingles, and then we'll come and light them. If you're going to move into the aisle, if you're on the end, and then we will light the Christingles.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do. Stay. Are we all shining our lights for Jesus, yeah? Okay, so we'll sing.
Shall we join together in singing Once in Royal David's City?
Thank you. final reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, the announcement to the shepherds. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Oh,
been a pleasure to stand here and watch the service go like it did. Thank you to everyone. And on behalf of Oldham Green Church and myself, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Please don't forget that you can have your tea and mince pies afterwards, because we probably need it. And so next Sunday's service, don't forget, please go and see Helen if you can help in any other way. And if you're here on Sunday morning, I'll see you then. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the time we've spent together this evening. As we're celebrating over this coming Christmas, Lord, help us to remember that the real centre of this Christmas is you, the greatest gift ever. Amen.